Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Stephanie Veronica Irby.
Douglas Jason Irgang.
It is 9:59 in New York, the seventh anniversary right now of when the first tower collapsed on September 11th, 2001. They are about to observe a few seconds of silence at Ground Zero, and we will go live there as the ceremony, which you're hearing in the background, is now taking a pause. This is WNYC, FM and AM New York, and WNYC.org. Good morning, everyone. I'm Brian Lehrer. And the anniversary of the attacks may be observed in one way around the country, but of course here in New York, it's personal for us, isn't it? We all remember where we were, and of course so many of us lost people personally on that day. I was in my office just six blocks away and heard the explosion and then saw the fire outside my own office window. WNYC reporters, as I will never forget, rushed toward the towers as the rest of us were evacuated from Lower Manhattan. And for the rest of our lives, this morning of September the 11th in any year will be defined by the four moments of disaster. The first plane hitting at 8:46, the second at 9:03, and then the towers collapsing at 9:59 and 10:28. These 102 minutes are kind of a sacred time here in New York. So we will observe those minutes in various ways from now until that period ends at 29 after this hour. Arun Venugopal, WNYC reporter, is in Lower Manhattan at the 9/11 memorial service. He's been talking with family members, among others. Arun, can you hear us?
I can hear you, Brian, yeah.
So what are you hearing? What are people telling you? How is this year different from the sixth anniversary or the fifth anniversary?
There's this sort of slow, incremental process for some people where they, as one gentleman put it, his father died, and he said, the disbelief kind of goes away. You eventually start realizing that, this is a new reality, and that it takes some years to do that. But then when this ceremony starts, he said, and there's moments of silence are observed, and it just becomes suddenly this calm, quiet, then suddenly it really hits home, and that's when it becomes just as painful again, those four times.
I guess so. It's almost impossible, I think, for us who are alive now or who were here for the original event to think what it might be like a generation from now or more when this all starts to get lost. I mean, think of Pearl Harbor Day. By the time you or I were growing up, Pearl Harbor Day was something that, maybe we knew it was December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day, but there was no reflection, there was no real emotional impact for the vast majority of Americans. Almost hard to imagine, almost impossible to imagine what it will feel like a generation from now.
Yeah, it's true. At the same time, you meet people here in the crowd who didn't know anybody directly who died that day. And for them, it's almost like they become part of this process because, they might have known somebody who did know somebody who died. And they've, I met a gentleman here who's come for the first time. He didn't tell the woman whose husband died, but he said he had to come himself. And he was breaking down, every minute or two when I was talking to him. It was so raw, as if he knew the person. And he feels like he's come to know that person just by hearing about him. And, you have the children of family members who are also kind of here. They might have one woman whose, two kids were here, and the younger one wasn't even born when he died. And so in that sense, it's sort of, they try to very actively keep the memory alive. I mean, you're right. I mean, year after year as a city, kind of thing, there's only so much you can do to really kind of actively perpetuate those memories and those feelings from that day. But I think in other ways, it's sort of like, it kind of finds a new life in the people who, who weren't there, who didn't have that connection. They suddenly kind of like connect to the events and to the people who did die.
And of course, this day calls up so many differing emotions because that day was such an extreme mix of good and evil. The attacks themselves, the lack of readiness by the federal and city governments, which became apparent later, and which rightly enraged so many people, the terror we all felt, that's why they call it terrorism, but also the extreme heroism and sacrifice of the first responders and the regular civilians. It was really the best of human nature and the gratitude and the admiration that it inspired that I think that, you know, those things have also really become part of the day, part of the memory, and part of the legacy. Arun, do you think, well, have you been getting reaction from the families on the fact that this will apparently be the last year that they can actually walk down right onto the grounds on the anniversary on September 11th, because the construction is really going to prevent that in future years, we are told. Does anybody object to that, or does anybody feel that that'll be hard for them to handle?
Well, they do think they think it's kind of a loss for them. They feel like the process will be, in some sense, affected for the worse, but they also understand it's that mix of just the symbolism they feel in going down there and participating in down there, but also just the practicality. They understand that, you know, things have to move on, but they've grown attached to that process over these years of having it there in the pit, and they realize that that's not going to be the case anymore. So they're hoping that something will approximate that, you know, and we hear that for 10 years this process is going to happen in some manner. After that, some of them feel like, you know, we hope something will be done, that people, our loved ones will not be forgotten, or that, like we said, you know, kind of fade into memory. But it's sort of that just that tough acceptance they realize, that acceptance they have, you know, things have to kind of move on in some manner.
WNYC's Arun Venugopal in Lower Manhattan at the World Trade Center, at and around the World Trade Center site. Thanks a lot.
No problem.